Welcome to the Dr. Jazz Hour, an educational and entertaining exploration of over 100 years of America's musical art form, jazz. This program is produced at the studios of Northern Lights Public Radio, KCHW, in Chihuahua, Washington.
The more I want to see, I pay no Dr. Jazz in my dreams.
Today, we're going traveling again on this Dr. Jazz Hour, this time to the great city of Detroit, Michigan. City of Lions, Tigers, and Pistons, Fords, and Chevys. Detroit is most famous for its Motown music, of course, but it has always had a thriving jazz community and has produced scores of fine jazz musicians. Today I will present some of these musicians, but certainly not all. Let's begin with a sextet with all players from Detroit. The album from 1961 is Motor City Scene, co-led by trumpeter Donald Byrd, born in Detroit in 1932, and baritone player Pepper Adams, born in Highland Park, Michigan in 1930, but moved to Detroit at 16. Rounding out the sextet are guitarist Kenny Burrell, pianist Tommy Flanagan, bassist Paul Chambers, and drummer Lewis Hayes, all who grew up in Detroit City. From that album, you'll hear Filson. Then singer Terry Thornton, born in Detroit in 1932, will sing Blue Champagne from her 1960 release, Devil May Care.
nowhere else to go. 3 a.m. and I miss you so. Couples are departing, soon they'll all be gone. Now another day is starting, still I linger on. Blue champagne, purple shadows, and blue champagne. With each echo, I still remain to keep a blue rendezvous. Bubbles rise like a fountain before my eyes, and they suddenly crystallize to form a vision of you. All the plans we started, all the songs we sang, each little dream we knew seems to overtake me like a boomerang. Blue is the sparkle, gone is the tang. Each old refrain keeps returning as I remain with my memories and blue champagne to toast a dream that was you. All the plans we started, all the songs we sang, each little dream we knew seems to overtake me like a boomerang. Blue is the sparkle, gone is the tang. Each old refrain keeps returning as I remain with my memories and blue champagne to toast a dream that was you. To toast a dream that was you. To toast a dream that was you. To toast a dream that was you.
Hop in your Plymouth and let's go to Detroit on this Dr. Jazz Hour. Regina Carter played the violin for the Detroit Symphony's Youth Orchestra before going into jazz. Here's Mandingo Street from her 1999 release, Rhythms of the Heart. Then multi-instrumentalist Yusef Lateef, who grew up in Detroit, will play Oasis on his Golden Flute album of 1966. Next is the French horn virtuoso Julius Watkins, born in Detroit in 1921, doing oblong with the Jazz Modes, a band he co-led with sax man Charlie Rouse, not from Detroit, in 1959.
Thank you. Thank you.
This is the Dr. Jazz Hour, and today we are enjoying jazz by musicians from Detroit, Michigan. Another jazz player from the Motor City is vibraphonist Milt Jackson, born there in 1923. Here's a piece titled 5 o'clock in the Morning from Jackson's The Prophet Speaks album of 1994. Piano by Cedar Walton, Joshua Redman on tenor, John Clayton bass, Billy Higgins drums, and vocal by Joe Williams. None of those guys are from Detroit. Guitarist Earl Klugh was born in Detroit in 1953, so here's the title track from his 1978 release, Heartstring.
It's 5 o'clock in the morning. No one on the street but me. It's 5 o'clock in the morning and no one on the street but me. And I'm evil tired and lonely, and you're not where you ought to be. Wow, I'd be so happy, baby, if you were where you ought to be. This morning, I'd be so happy, baby, if you were where you ought to be. This morning, my whole world is empty, darling, because you're not here with me, baby. Thank you. don't love you, 'cause I don't write to you every day. Don't feel I don't need you, 'cause I haven't got much to say. I love you and I need you so bad that I could cry this morning. Until you hear with me, baby, I cannot and will not be satisfied. No, I won't be satisfied.
The Motor City is the focus on this Dr. Jazz Hour. Trombonist Curtis Fuller was born in Detroit in 1934. In 1959, he recorded the album Bone and Berry. Here's the title track with Tate Houston on baritone, Sonny Clark piano, Paul Chambers bass, and Art Taylor on drums. This program will conclude with two Detroit musicians who came to very tragic ends. The first is Frank Rosolino, a trombonist who at 52 shot his two young sons, killing one and then shooting himself. Here's Rosolino and a quintet in 1958 doing Free For All. Saxophonist Wardell Gray was doing a gig in Las Vegas with the Benny Carter Orchestra, and one day he didn't show up. His body was found dumped along a desert road. His neck was broken, and the police deemed it a suicide. Yeah, right. Here's Wardell Gray and a quartet in 1946 doing Easy Swing.
Thank you. Thank you.
Join us for another installment of the Dr. Jazz Hour, a program produced at the studios of Northern Lights Public Radio, KCHW, in Chewelah, Washington.